fucking back. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. We're back. And we're back.
Without a doubt, every single time, without the sound effects. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. We make our own.
We stay consistent.
Entrepreneurial, us three.
Consistently annoying. That's not how it's hit.
Sure. If you're annoyed by that, go ahead and go fuck yourself. How about that? Sorry. Sorry, Bob. Sorry, Dad.
Anyway. But yeah, go fuck yourself.
Don't talk to my parents that way.
No, not your parents, dude. I love your parents. I mean, the people that don't like, you know what I mean?
What we're talking I know about. What you mean. So how are you guys? How's it going?
I think it's been a great start to the new year.
Dude, we got aliens in Florida. Did you guys see that shit?
Right off the bat, going for it.
I think there's already aliens in Florida.
Dude,
I just
discovered it last night, so like...
Oh, you're excited about
I'm
it.
I'm excited about it.
I got it.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
It's supposedly there were kids.
Yeah.
In a mall, some teenagers, and according to people there, they had what looked like a radio/DVD player. They plugged it in, and it created a portal, and things started coming out of the portal, and then people started shooting at the things, and then that's why the cops showed up.
So we're not talking about Mexican aliens, right?
No. Not illegal aliens. Okay. Extraterrestrial aliens.
Okay, because I thought it was just more of like a desperado, more of like a, you know, where you've seen the movie with Selma Hayek.
It wasn't, you know, Jose from
I'm a desperado.
And they show up with like mariachis, and they're blowing things up, and you're like, holy cow.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this would did not happen. He's on the taco
trucks. I just sang Ricky Martin, and neither of you guys.
She bang.
So
she bang.
No.
Oh. It's okay.
That is him, isn't it?
She move. She
no,
move.
Desperado. He sang a song. It's on the same album as that song.
You know more than one Ricky Martin song?
Let's move
now
on.
Now all
it's
I keep
fine.
Thinking about is Desperado, the Eagles.
What were we talking about?
So aliens. Not Mexicans.
Not Mexicans.
Came up into a mall.
So somebody plugged what appeared to be a DVD player in.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where like people, like, let's say it is real, right? It's one of those things where like people don't know what the fuck they're looking at, right? So they say it looks like whatever the fuck it looks the closest to.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of things. Player. There's a lot of things, young man, that I look at that I know. They're not real, but in my mind.
Because they had like 40 cop cars there.
Yeah.
For supposedly, according to the cops, 4 kids beating each other up.
Okay, so just to recap, and again,
I mean, fuck them kids, but like 40's a little much.
So
if you see the video, it's way more than 40 cop cars.
I have no idea like what video you guys are talking about.
I could show you right now. Okay, so
I mean, for the viewers,
it's like
sake,
somebody from like a hotel room, right across the street.
Hold on, what do you got to say?
So for the viewer's sake, for somebody who has not seen this video, is there any way we can get like a play-by-play of the video?
Sure.
So you guys can get, not like, I can't obviously see it, but give me like a visual of like what happened that day.
Pretty tapped in.
Okay, tapped in.
And it's kind of strange, and I'm going to explain why.
Give us some tippy taps.
Okay, I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here, and I'm going to explain.
And this is good, because for somebody, for context-wise, I just want to know, because I have no idea what you're talking about. So this happened down in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Miami.
New Year's. Yeah.
So anybody listening who doesn't have a Twitter account or an X account,
TikTok,
right?
Social media, right? Like the
I
faster.
Think you should download one just for the sake of being able to look up news in the second minute that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Also nudes.
Sure.
That too.
This is
you can also buy
reality.
Stuff for cheap too.
Yeah, of course.
So like this, I guess I looked it up probably a day or two, maybe 2 days after it happened. And all I did was went to the search bar on Twitter and I looked up Miami Mall.
Miami.
Right? And like, so all the tags that come up and it was like people claiming that they saw a video of a 10-foot alien walking around outside with spotlights on it. Right? And like, really what it is and like how I saw the answer to this is there's a thing called Twitter Notes or Community Notes. It's actually called on X. And what it does is it's an I don't know if it's an AI or what it is, but it basically compiles a lot of comments and like verified users that have told the truth on different paths that you can comment, and it like compiles it and will spit out this narrative that's the best version of the truth that's being seen right now. Mm-hmm. And one video, it said, this is just bad video, and Community Notes, which is like a computer, basically said, this is three police officers walking together. And so, like, I'm like, okay. And, like, as I'm going down through the tagged videos, I'm, like, watching, you get an... Because, like, as people get videos, they share it. And the more it's shared, the cruddier it gets, like, the quality.
Yeah.
So you really want to get the first video that was taken, right? And then, like, have that distributed the widest. And that will show you, like, kind of... And, like, I saw that one, and it's clearly three people, different people walking in the light, and it looks like a smoky figure moving, but it's light moving a different way than they're walking, and it's just like, but it's three different people, and it's clear to see that it's not an alien.
Okay, so know? If you don't mind me asking, so yeah. Fair to ask, do you think it was an alien?
No. Well, I saw more video, and like, it was a... somebody had posted their video from their Tesla, because like you can just you could be driving in the Tesla and press one button and it boop and it saves the last like I don't know 15 minutes of your driving,
right
from all the cameras, because it's always recording, and as it doesn't need it deletes it, right? So somebody saved that and they posted it, and it was a super huge mob of young people, and they were just running around beating people up, and like just random people were getting attacked in the street, and like
so it's just basically a street
kids
fight,
be
basically
wilding.
Yeah,
so basically what we thought it was, which was aliens.
Yeah, no,
and they're not Mexicans.
But who, like, where does that shit come from, though? Like, maybe there was, and, like, that's...
So, well, I was gonna say, because, like, one of the videos I watched was some dude that was supposedly there for, like, a graffiti art convention, and I was like, okay, and I looked it up, and at that point in time, they were having one, right? And so he was, like, you know, he was up in the food court area. I don't know the fucking layout of the mall, but he's up on the second level in the food court area, and he said... that he watched the whole thing go down. He watched these four kids walk in, and you can see him all fucking with this DVD player looking thing. And one of them points to an outlet down at the first level of the food court, and they all sit down and they plug it in, and then they press some button on it. And he was like, and then like everything got weird around them. Yeah. You know, he was like, it looked like everything was distorted. Like, you know how when,
Hold on. Sorry.
So, don't wait. What? Okay.
So this guy is—he's like walking you through like this whole thing, like
that. Supposedly he saw it, right? Okay. And he was like, it formed like that kind of weird, like when you have like a heat wave coming off of asphalt, right?
Yeah.
How it makes stuff look weird behind
the mirage.
You.
Like the mirage.
It looked like that, you know. And he was like, and all the lights and stuff started flickering, and people started freaking out and running around all over the place because they didn't know what the fuck was going on, you know. He was like, and then I seen one leg come out of the portal, and he was like, and that's when I got up and fucking left.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And I was like, you didn't pull your phone out, dog.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Did we debunk this thing? Like, so this did not... I mean, clearly it wasn't, like, aliens. And it was just...
I got a thing.
Oh, my God.
The thing is...
Oh, my fucking God.
The thing
Can
is...
Can someone give me a straight answer here?
No.
This is the new year.
Dude, who knows, right? Believe nothing of what you hear.
I believe nothing that I'm listening to right now because you guys are all full of shit.
Believe nothing of what you hear.
Before we started.
I was going to say, you guys are all full of shit.
And only half of what you see.
I have astigmatism. I can't see shit on my left eye.
You probably can't even trust that. So
I don't trust it.
Nothing of what you
don't trust anything.
Don't trust me on the road.
And only half of what you see, right? So like to me in that story, you can't trust what they said, right?
Anybody, right?
There's a couple of young men. Okay, they knock on my door every couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're called Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, they always ask, what's up?
They got white shirts.
Can we come
on
in?
With ties.
Can we eat with you? And you're like, no, get your own food.
They're great people. They're very nice.
They smell good.
They're very nice. And here's the thing. You talk to them. They gave me a book, and it's sitting right next to you.
Oh, my God, burn that book.
Shh, stop.
The trash?
Stop. Don't be mean. Don't be.
All right, read the book. Read
the
book.
Don't be hateful. I did. I read the intro. That's what they asked me. Will you read the intro? I said, sure. So I did. And I'm not getting into the details.
Hi, welcome to Jesus.
You said this thing would never get ever get... Go ahead. Don't preach. I knew you were going to preach right now.
I'm not preaching. I'm just saying. I read it, right? And it's basically this. And I mean no disrespect to whatever you believe in, okay? But to my understanding, it's a person who got the word of God from God and then came back and said, okay, now you listen to me as the prophet because I've received the word of God. Right? And it's like, wait, what? You know what I'm saying?
How did we get here?
That's my first question. Yeah. Is going to be the only question. I think that should be the logical question in this whole thing. Is this thing started off as aliens being down in Florida?
Yeah, I don't.
Now,
well, if you can't follow, it's fine.
No, I can follow. Okay, I've smoked enough beers and I've drank enough weed.
How many hops have you smoked?
And I've had many hops. In my
what was that guy's name on Instagram? Shout out to that guy. He's so funny. What's his name?
That guy.
The turtle guy.
And respect him. But
I forgot. He's got a good profile. He's hilarious. But he did post this funny thing where he was like, I think it was on TikTok. He was like, it's weird that there's like when they do it in honor of you, like a what page? Like a
tribute?
Yeah, tribute page. There you go. Thank you. Thanks. Like a tribute page to this guy. And he's like, why does this tribute page have more followers than me?
I'd be upset.
Something right.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of strange, right?
So that also being said, go ahead and continue with what you were saying with
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the narrative.
How does that tie back into?
I'm going to have to rewind the tape and get back to what we were talking about, but I brought him up for a reason, and it makes sense. I honestly can't remember why I brought it up. I forgot why I brought it up, but... Because we were talking about them.
Because point being, Artie, don't believe anything you're said.
Yeah.
Don't believe anything you say,
Artie,
believe everything.
I guess that's what it is.
Believe it all.
No, because like basically, I didn't make the connection because I didn't want to be disrespectful. But like the whole.
Oh, you tied it in perfectly.
The whole basis of like what they believe, because they say they believe in Jesus still. Right. And like, yeah. I've had like an hour long conversation with these guys at my doorstep about Jesus. Yes.
Why?
Because they're cool. And like,
what do you mean they're cool?
They keep coming over.
Cool. They're gonna...
And you get to the end of it and they're trying to get me to go over there. Yeah. Like I say, I'm not going to join the religion. They're like, we're not trying to do that.
Tell you what.
We're not trying.
Here's my question.
To come over and have gay butt sex.
Whoa.
All
right.
Back it up.
Hold it. Here's my question. You have
you have read the Book of Mormon?
We have two ladies of the night.
Next to you.
We have two ladies of the night.
Talk about the fiction.
Knock on your door. And they're cool. And they have good conversation.
Yeah.
And they explain to you why they do the things that they do.
Yeah.
I mean.
Look.
Where?
What?
Huh?
What?
What?
The whole friggin' point of this thing.
Dude, that was like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
No, man. Break it down, dude.
The whole thing concept. Is like, don't look.
They're selling the same bread, dude.
One's selling tits and one's
they're just
selling,
trying to explain to you like
and
why,
one's selling God. Let's
why
be honest.
Better than the other one.
Look, tits are better than God.
So
I
like,
tell you what? Yes, sir.
If
yes,
you look,
sir.
If you look at the like, I read the intro of the book that they gave me.
Yeah,
which is the Book of Mormon, and like it says person was talked to by God, and like now you need to start listening. To this person who was talked to by God.
Yeah, but what about the other people that was talked to by God?
Don't worry about that.
He did
this
say...
This is the new one.
But what about Muhammad?
No,
what
no,
about
no,
Jesus?
Stop. No, this is the new one.
What about Abraham?
No, yeah, God exists. Jesus exists, but like he talked to... I don't want to put the name down. You can look it up.
Wait, I just want
to
make sure.
But they talked to this prophet whose name starts with an M and ends
Mickey
with
Mouse.
Aroni. And like that's who the new prophet is.
Moroni? Yeah.
Right? And that's who Jesus came to talk to. And now that is the prophet. there, that name you just said.
Moroni.
Yeah, don't look at Jesus because...
Should I not be saying that? Am I going to get killed or something?
I don't know.
I think it's pronounced...
Moronic?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know what you just
Jesus
did.
Found a moron and made him his prophet.
Yeah. So, and then, so like, I was
it's pronounced Mickey Rourke.
So, the whole thing is...
I don't think that's... Aroni, I think it's pronounced Mickey Rourke.
No, you're saying
that's
it
from
right.
Book of Mormon. That's from the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
Aroni.
No, M.
No, it's
an
from
M.
The movie.
Moroni.
It's from yes. The movie The Wrestler, and it's a good movie. And what I think
it
would also,
it is a great movie.
I think would also.
So, I will confirm. So sad.
That movie is so sad.
It really is.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so fucked at the end of it. He looks rougher than shit, and shit's pretty rough because it's shit.
Well, you know, I think that's just basically a good way to start out. This is the beginning of our podcast, and that's a good way to
welcome to the Blood Boys.
Moroni.
Welcome to the 2024.
Like we all
Blood
know, John.
Boys.
We all know John Smith was a fucking. Wait, that wasn't him. He was the one that fucked Pocahontas. Who was the dude that wrote the Book of Mormon?
First of all, watch your mouth. Oh, they were in love. Okay.
We don't know that.
Oh,
I've watched the movie so many times.
Yeah, and in their other movies, lions talk.
You know what my favorite movie is, though? Let's get down to business.
I was going
to
say.
To defeat the Huns. Yeah, bro.
About it.
That's the shit.
I thought you were talking about the Lion King. Like, the ones where the lions talk. That was the Lion King, I thought. But
that is the Lion King. You are correct.
Well,
I don't believe there's
say
any
this.
Other one where lions talk.
End of the new year.
Do y'all know that China? Sorry.
No. What do you say about China?
I was going to say, that China has a company now that has literally just been copy-pasting Disney movies and making their own animations for them.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I would always say it ain't tricking if you got it.
They take the story of The Lion King, they change names and do their own animations and then put it out as their own movie.
Right. What are the names? Do you know the
I
names?
Don't remember, but they are some of the goofiest looking things you've ever seen in your life.
What did you have to say about it?
I love China, and I love China movies. Hence, China and X-Pac.
I like Chinese
food. Yeah. Just,
you remember that
lick
movie?
It harder, bro. Just lick that shit harder.
You know what?
You remember that movie?
What?
Welcome to China.
I bet you wouldn't even call him Winnie the Pooh, would
Wait,
you?
Are you talking about...
No, it's called Welcome to China. And
Battle
it's with...
in Chinatown or whatever with Kurt Russell?
No, that's Escape from L.A.
No.
Yeah.
Guys, the movie is called Welcome to China, and it's with the female wrestler, China...
Oh, high five me, dude.
And
high five me, dude. I know what you're talking about.
And the
so disrespectful.
And the wrestler X-Pac.
Rest in peace to her.
Is she really?
Yeah, it's a sex tape between her and this other person.
Oh, what? Kevin, you watched
it.
Oh, no. Kevin,
of course
tell me more
he watched
about
it.
No, I just took your punchline. That's what you're mad about.
No. Oh, my. Tell me more, because I know you watch porn.
No, I think it put her on the map, and I think that we should...
It made her on the map. It put her on the map. Welcome to China.
Put that puss on the map. The intrusive thoughts won on that one. I'm sorry. I just kept getting out.
Oh, man. Well.
Well, so we're talking... Wait. Black China?
Whoa.
No.
That's another good one.
No. The...
I've seen that porno
The wrestler
cartoon.
China. You remember?
Hold on. Can I ask you guys?
Nope.
Can I ask you boys this?
I remember Xena.
Can I ask you boys this?
Look similar.
There's always Warrior been Princess. That one movie or that one, I guess you would say.
Porn.
Yeah. That actress or whatever. What was your guys' one that you can remember back to your day? I mean, some people can think about the good old... Pamela Anderson movie.
Like ones that we had the hots for?
You know, but like, what was there one? What was that one movie dude. That you could think of that I was like, dude?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Nice.
No. But porn.
She's really
but porn.
Pretty.
Oh, porn. I don't know.
Porn.
If she's ever done porn.
Nope.
But like, I mean,
if
I
she
know.
Has, let me know.
But like, as a kid, did you ever watch porn as a kid?
No.
What age?
What age did you start watching porn?
Nope, that's a different conversation.
Oh, watch. We're not, okay, sorry, yep. sorry.
Nope.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about that.
You don't remember the first time you...
I do.
You don't remember the first time you went on the computer and you typed in bigboobs.com?
Are you,
no, it was porno.com.
Oh wait, I still use that website. That's weird.
It wasn't my computer.
I still use it.
You know what that reminds me of? Lisa showed me a fucking video, and it's like when your parents are about to come into the computer room, and you're trying to erase internet history of two dudes kissing because she's a girl, right? So that's the porn that they initially started looking for. The
okay, kid's just like, debatable.
Yeah.
Just yep.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Well, everybody's uncomfortable right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a reality that we have to deal with.
Dude, everybody touches
themselves.
I'm not
uncomfortable at all.
Wait, what was the original question? So, what woman? What do you remember vividly having a crush on, or like wanting?
Oh, dude, absolutely, absolutely.
Or like porn?
So like what? Or what? Do you really want to? Like, what age do you remember watching porn at?
No, I mean, we don't have to talk. We honestly don't have to talk about this. I could just tell.
I don't know. I'm actually trying to think.
First of all, I'm going to say for all of us, too early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Across the board. And it just got worse from there. So that's why I say it's like a different conversation. And I don't want to take the podcast into a per se sad or.
I was going to say, I'm still watching porn now. So I can't like divide or minus from like.
A lot of the population is. Yeah. So I'll say this. It was weird. I thought about it this morning. When I turn the TV on, it goes to the home screen and you get to pick what you want, right? Netflix or whatever, TV or.
And then you get a chance.
So like it'll give you whatever is advertised.
Just watching the cheeks.
No. It's not porn. I get how you got there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. No, it's just like basic stuff. Do you want to watch the football game, order NFL, whatever, pass? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, or like. Mm-hmm. It showed this, right, sure.
Yeah.
Is this a fucking Superbad? He's like,
no, it's from South Park.
Remember the movie Superbad when he's trying to like decide what he's going to subscribe to? He's like trying to be sophisticated about it.
You know, it's really quiet. You can't tell, you know? It's
fuck, what was I talking about? God dang it.
Okay, so yeah, you're saying you logged on this morning?
The home screen?
Oh, yeah, it was while you were sleeping. And it's this movie. You remember the guy from Casper, the dad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's in it, and then Sandra Bullock's in it. And it was one of my mom's favorite movies growing up. So she'd always play it. She had it on VHS. So I would watch it, and I was, like, in love, dude, with Sandra Bullock.
Mm.
And, like, it was weird. I never liked white ladies.
Sandra Bullock's not a bad woman to be in love with.
She's pretty hot.
And she was so – and, like, it was the one movie where I learned, like, there's a little bit of everything. There was, like, a little bit of attraction – but also like a love story, you know, and it was kind of romantic. And there was like crass jokes about your balls getting stabbed with a pencil and like dick jokes and stuff. And like, it wasn't crass though. It was like a really funny movie. And that like, so I guess one of the first ladies ever was Sandra Bullock for me. It was like.
Sandra Bullock is
right. Like she's like.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah. She's like interesting. She's funny. She's beautiful.
I have neurons firing that I've been fired before.
Yes, this is.
What is this
different
feeling?
Yeah. And then there was this other person, and my dad fucking made fun of me for it. Her name was Dominique Luciano. She's a gymnast.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
And I know exactly who that is.
And I had a crush on her. And like, I don't know. I guess I remember it being the old house, so I wasn't any older than 8. So I was watching some Olympic, and I can probably do the math when it was. And she's doing, and I'm just watching her intently because I just like the way she did gymnastics. And my dad started making fun of me. I had a crush on her. And I like started attacking my dad, dude. I started like trying to beat him up, and he started laughing, dude. He was laughing. It made me so much more, more mad. So I started like trying to cover his mouth, dude. And like, I'll never forget that. So even sometimes it'd be like, oh, Dominique, get back. Shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. Funny, man. Gotta love.
What about you, Artie?
That's adorable, dude. Yeah. That's hilarious, man.
Shout out, Dominique.
Dude, that's kind of tough. I don't know. I feel like I've had so many.
So, where do I start? Let me pull up my list here.
Let's see, when I was 8.
Well, I also felt like, also for me, like it was like cartoons too.
Yeah,
because it was like just like random,
dude,
just like random, random cartoons that I would just be like, dude, that was like. But I'm not saying like cartoons ever did it for me to like You know,
no, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, it was never
opened your mind, though.
Yeah, but it was just like, oh, that's crazy.
Who?
That
fucking Jessica Wabbit.
Timmy Turner's mom. Yeah.
Who?
Bodie. Timmy Turner's mom.
Who's Timmy Turner?
From
Fairly Odd Parents.
She always had a fat badonk on her, dude.
There you go.
Dude, Dexter's mom.
Kim Possible.
Kim, I mean, there's so many. I don't know. This is kind
of
tough.
Do you remember the episode of Dexter's Lab where it shows his mom in the kitchen in her PJs and her ass says dad's prize?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that.
Nice. See, that's where it started, bro. Yeah. I love Dexter's Lab was one of my favorite cartoons.
It was the best.
Man.
It was the best. But I think it also the time it came out on the afternoon time, you know, where, like when it came out slotted wise.
After school.
It was like a perfect time when when you came home, that was like on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like a comfortability thing for me for a long time.
You remember Samurai Jack?
Dude. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Did you see the new
that
season?
It was art, bro. No.
What?
It came out with a new season.
On what?
Yeah. I don't remember. I pirated it.
Wow. All this information that you just said, all right, well, I want to just pocket.
That's
it.
How much we trust Yarn. Our listeners.
Billy just
admits.
Pirated fucking Samurai Jack.
Okay, let's just keep saying it.
Season 7.
Billy, who lives at
2223486.
Don't worry, I got a VPN. We're good.
Dick Cock Lane.
Wait, wow. You have a VPN?
Of course I do.
I never know what those things stood for.
You have a VPN?
Virtual Private Network.
I thought it was
virtual?
A very penis
network.
Newcomer?
Negligence.
Never mind.
It's called, it stands for variable penis negligence.
Vernacular penis knockoffs.
This
nope, that's
podcast has digressed
completely
entirely, my boys.
It went from positive to...
All right, let's get really uncomfortable. Who do you guys like for the new president? Who are you guys licking for the...
Oh, I have a couple
for the
people
presidential
that I like.
Run.
And this is sometimes I feel like it's going to rub people the wrong way. And I don't really care. I think my attitude is for this person. I wanted to see this person succeed. I'm all for it. I believe no matter up, down, sideways, how you vote, I'm all for it. And if The Rock does not fucking win this presidential campaign, I'm going to be so fucking very upset. Because not only does he have the dictation, he has the authoritation. He has the...
domination.
Domination.
He has the procrastination for the nation. Do you know?
He has the... he has the... sensuation. He is
the
very...
punctuation for the coronation of his presidency.
To make it all happen.
Why won't this goddamn trail mix
what
open?
What he wants. What he wants is for all of us to be fit. I think America, first of all, we're fat, huh?
I mean, you're not lying.
We're a bunch of fatties.
Definitely not lying.
If you look at your high school sweetheart and think, wow, I would love to bang her now, get your goals up right, huh? Get your goals up right.
We should
and
do
I
that
think
right
The
now.
Rock is
we should
one of
do that
people.
Right now. Everybody pull up a picture
pull up.
And see what they look like now.
She looks very happy.
Yeah, but did she gain
she's
weight?
She's so... Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, no.
I think any weight that I think she should have gained, I gained for her tenfold. So, that also being said, make sure you check yourself
straight
before you
penis.
Wreck yourself. And I think The Rock is that person to make you put that into perspective. So,
I agree.
You know, I think one of those things that you guys need to be looking out for 2024
yeah.
is if you can smell it. Oh, what The Rock is cooking.
Is he actually running?
I no. think he should.
I think he keeps getting, they keep roping him in to be like, listen, dude, you're not running. Stop talking about it. Stop talking about it. Or maybe he's not, and he's actually maybe like going to drop in and.
Maybe he's just going to, yeah, I was going to say he's going to show up and just be like, do you smell it?
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, it's nuts. I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
Hold it down, boys. Thanks for that, Kevin. Yep. Really needed to know that. Because you're definitely not leaving the room for one of two things. Peeing or shitting.
I didn't think he would leave the room to take a piss. But
I mean,
no.
He's
Josh here in the corner
there.
Taking a nice piss. This year has brought brought a lot of new things and new goals that I want to try.
Did you see the interview with Cat Williams? A recent one?
Have I seen the interview?
How you feel
about
it? I
think it's phenomenal. I think it's a great interview. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. One, entertainment, obviously. Gets everybody talking around the water cooler. Everybody's having a good conversation about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether it's truth or not, I still think it's hilarious, you know? And I think also think, no offense, but yeah, every comedy-wise, like all those guys that, I mean, could be true, could not be true.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think it's great. I think it's great for the, for Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Shannon Sharp. I never liked him as a player. Do you guys know who Shannon Sharp is? Remember Shannon Sharp?
Yep.
Can't stand that guy.
Why?
Just because he thought he was like so good.
He was a professional.
I just didn't like him.
The attitude, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Was he the one that was on that show with Skip Bayless?
Yeah.
And he left because he was like...
Good old fucking Skip.
An asshole and bad at his job.
I think when it comes down to that kind of stuff, it has to do with money. I'm going to leave. You're going to leave because someone gets paid more, right? You have two people who are the personalities. And in both people's minds, everybody's going to be looking at it like, this is like, I should be getting paid more.
Yeah.
It's my show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always like rack up over that kind of stuff because, and at the end of the day, if you have a good relationship between anchors or whatever, or like, you have to remember what you're giving to the people. People either enjoy that show or they don't like that show. And I'm like, dude, that's like something where, like, you just gotta buy in. Forget the contracts. People are enjoying your show. You're gonna make more money off of just fucking having your show alone, you know? Like, and people are gonna, you're gonna be making more opportunities long term. But I think a lot of it, your ego gets in the way, especially for these athletes. When they go from being an athlete to an analyst,
mm-hmm,
or something, you know, they feel like they have to be some type of way, and I get it. I'd be the same way.
I'm the expert.
Yeah,
I was the defensive end. You like, weren't.
But also, you have to remember sometimes there's a lot of politics that goes into that shit, Matt.
I can only imagine.
There's so much politics that goes into it, and so I think from here on out, anytime you see like any type of show, like you, for example, you remember Rome is Burning, Jim Rome.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
some of those guys, like when they started off, they're either like, you know, but like, what makes Jim Rome is that he's always asking questions that are either like annoying or he's, you know, now he's got like people that are trying to like, you know, I always think of it like, you know, the guys that are always going to be trying to be staying in the conversation, they're always going to be trying to doing their best to make their presence known, you know, and
no matter what, right?
Yeah, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And they're always going to be trying to make their dollar.
No matter how hot the water is, no matter how cold it is.
And sometimes I feel like with some of these guys like Shannon Sharp, like the reason why we're even bringing him up right now is because Cat Williams just did that conversation.
Cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's how you strike gold.
And, yeah, exactly. But like at that point, is it more of like striking gold or is it like, I don't know. But all that stuff to me is, I just think it's how you're trying to.
Well, did he miss? Like, is Cat Williams wrong?
I feel like it's kind of hard to tell because there's no lie detector test between any of that stuff. All the guys who I was mentioning, they're not there to speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac, not around.
Yeah. All
right. Some of these guys, it's like, they're not around. So.
But like, when you hear what he's saying, is he wrong?
No, he and that's the thing. Is it a conversation that like, you know, like, is it a good conversational piece? Because he's not wrong, and it could be a thing where he's like, he could be right. You don't know, but it makes it, is it entertaining? Yes, that's the thing that like creates all this stuff. Cat Williams is not a dumb person.
No, he's not.
No.
Neither is Shannon Sharp. Yeah. So like, Shannon's always, you know, so to me, I'm always like, I love these guys. I think it's amazing what they do. But Undisputed and all that stuff that happened between him and the other guy that he was, this co-anchor, you know, on that show, I thought it was like, dude, I thought it was good. But I think all this stuff, you know, it's all about money. And it's always like trying to be all about fame.
Well, it's like, did you walk away from the conversation thinking like, oh yeah, well, a lot of that made sense. And now I kind of know, I feel like I know more about what happened back then. Right? Because isn't he talking about the Kings of Comedy tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like everyone was mad that Bernie would go last. So he's saying, yeah, well, yeah, it's his tour. Why the fuck wouldn't you go last? It's about money, right?
Yeah.
He's the king.
He's like...
That's the point.
He's trying to explain that, like, he didn't get the credit that was deserved to him, Bernie, right? And that a bunch of other people on the tour were making him go last because they want to go first and make it seem like the worst person's going last, right?
Okay. Mozart.
Because he even mentioned, like, yeah, you called it Kings of Comedy Tour, but it was your fucking tour. Like, you were the one that was supposed to go last, but you realized that he was doing better than all of us, and you knew you would make more money, so you put him last on the bill.
Yeah.
You know?
Name,
like
Mozart.
And then just took all the money, basically.
Kobe Bryant. Like, all these people that they're gone too soon, and then they're like, I mean, Mozart. Like, Mozart is in, like...
gone too soon.
He died having been like a radical in music, and then later on he's seen as a great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. like
Michelangelo's another example, right?
Some people seem troublesome in the moment.
Epstein, another guy I've forgotten way too. I'm sorry.
Absolutely yeah. not.
Yeah. Be careful.
Gone guys. Way too soon and that we can't
guys,
put him in
guys, guys, it's a joke, right guys.
But you look at like the way they talk about things and it's like hilarious, like there was this joke about, like, they show Bernie doing about the kid who shows up at the bus, right? And that joke is layered, and you don't understand the joke until the very end, but people don't get it. So they're just laughing their ass off at the very first line, mm-hmm. which is the door opens and he does it, whatever. For people who don't know what I'm talking about, like, if you want to look it up, you can look up, it's like a joke. Just look up Bernie Mac child or Bernie Mac kid. Bus stop.
Yeah, he's talking about the kid trying to get on the bus, right?
Yeah.
The one that's got, whatever. Point being, he's got like Tourette's or some shit, right?
Like cerebral palsy.
Yeah, he's got like a hard time talking.
Yeah, and he's like, and the.
So like the bus driver shows up and he's just like.
Yeah, he's like, the kid starts doing that, and the bus driver drives off, and he keeps driving off, and the kid stopped not going to school, and finally the mom hides in the bush, and then. She sees the kid do it, and then the bus driver is about to drive off, and then she says, "This stops the bus and says, hey, why, like, you, my kid deserves an education." And then the bus driver comes off, and then he does the same exact imitation of what the kid's been doing. He goes, "He's making fun of me." You know what I mean? And it's not until the very end of the joke that you realize what he's been saying. But, like, watching him do it on stage, people are just dying laughing at the very beginning of the joke, right? And it's like, people are just, like, hypnotized by him. Like, they're so drunk in laughter by that time that they will laugh at whatever he says.
He's a really good storyteller.
Yeah, you know, and it's like...
He's the best, yeah.
That's when you're talking about king shit, dude. Like, he's having... Like, when they talk about Richard Pryor, when he'd get in the zone. Like, people are... They're, like, they are hypnotized. They cannot stop laughing. Like, they can't take their eyes away. And it's like, that's...
That's the best.
That's an art.
Yeah. Well, and you know he's good at it, too, because like you said, it's multi-layered, right? Yeah. It's not just, oh, here's the joke, the kid's got cerebral palsy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no, the real joke is the bus driver thinks the kid's making fun of him because he's got the same shit, right? But
and the kid doesn't want to go to school, so he knows.
Little funny things that get said on the way there, right?
Yeah.
And each one gets more and more of the crowd to start laughing and giggling and like... It's like he's working them up to the climax of the story, right? Punchline, you know? And he's just, one of the few comedians that I remember watching that, like, almost anything he says I think is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude. And the way he says it and the way he delivers it. Yeah. So, yeah, hats off.
Apparently, a lot of his lines in movies too were ad libbed.
You know what's crazy? I follow Rogan on Twitter, mm-hmm. and people were tagging him in what Cat Williams said. Basically, Cat Williams was like, he goes, "Oh, you think I'm gonna be on the Joe Rogan podcast?" Yeah, like he doesn't. He's got six comedians and he wants to push them out, and ain't none of them funny. You know, it's like, so it was a little bit negative, but not too bad. You know, I'm like, but Rogan on Twitter tagged the video that was posted. Like, oh, what the fuck? He's like, I love Cat. I've talked about him multiple times on my podcast. I'd love to have him on. Have him reach out. I'll make it happen. You know, even though like what Cat was saying was probably not polite.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying.
Whatever. He's just like, yo, it's comedy. Like, nah, I got nothing but love for him.
That's what I'm saying. I think like a lot of the stuff.
He also understands all the bullshit.
During all that stuff, I think it was just good entertainment. It's just that, you know, both those guys that kind of know, you know, how entertainment goes.
Who is Shannon and Cat?
Shannon and Cat, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I hate Shannon Sharp. I just don't like
that.
I just fucking don't like that guy, you know. But I'm sure he's also.
What about the Chris Tucker thing? Epstein, he said Epstein Island, Chris Tucker.
You know, like.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
There's going to be some names on there that I'm sure are.
So he went to Africa with him.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
You know, but also, if somebody offers you a free ride to Africa, are you going to take it or?
No.
Not if I think there's a rumor he fucks kids, dude.
What if you don't know he fucks kids and this is just a hearsay?
See, the problem you better get a good lawyer.
His business, he was a financial advisor for the rich, right?
Yeah.
So he handles all of their investments, all of their money. So unfortunately, the higher you get in the world, the smaller the number of those people become, right? And he was good at what he did.
Yeah.
So like, you know that there's people that were on a plane with him because they're having a business meeting, mm-hmm. right? And that was that. But a picture was taken. Blackmail. You know what I mean? Now they're in the pocket.
There's a video.
You know? So it's like, how many people did that happen to, right? Where they're just working with him because he gets results, right? Apparently, according to their friends.
As far as what?
Money. Making money.
Right, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Investing in the right places. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. Obviously, he knows what he's doing. He owns his own fucking island, you know? So why wouldn't I believe him? Yeah, sure. He's fucking rich and he's ultra rich. So of course we're going to meet on his fucking jet. And
right. So hold on.
He's going to have me have lunch out on his island. We're going to talk about it and then he's going to fly me back, right?
Is there any names on there that you guys are not going to be surprised? Like they're going to be like, oh,
I don't think I'd be surprised for
any names.
Them.
I think I said the same thing.
Anybody that's famous and in the limelight or super, super loaded, right?
Lady Gaga? What?
I'm not going to be surprised, bro. I'm really not. Because like I said, it's a small world at that point. You know what I mean? It's a very small world. So all those people interact with each other, you know? And people that are like, that are actors or musicians or sport athletes, right? Pro athletes, they're almost like what's being sold, right? They're the investments, you know? So seeing as how you're a living investment now, you need to be done up and good so that these people want to invest in you, right? So it
you know what's crazy? People don't realize. Side note, sidebar, hard segue. When you work for a company or a corporation, they've taken insurance policy out on your life.
Yep.
So if you die,
they get paid.
Mm-hmm. And you never know about it.
Oh, what's funny is they're supposed to tell you.
Yeah, they tell you. You just never read it because you're lazy.
Just
kidding.
Now that I have my insurance license, or since I have, like, that's something they have to tell you. Like, hey, we're thinking of doing this. Is this okay with you? And if you say no, they're legally not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And if you find out, you can take all that money.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Rich people. Epstein's Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so point being, I don't think I'd be surprised.
No.
Anybody that's on there.
And like the more you get into it, the more you realize, like, I don't know, it's hard to like quantify it. You can get deep and deep and deep and deep and deep until you're talking about some crazy shit, you know. But it's like, what is on the surface at least true? And the more that becomes true, it's like, yeah, he had deep ties with people. You know, like, I mean, it's on everywhere on Twitter, like Bill Clinton. He's like one of the most.
Oh.
Right? And like people are asking about him about it publicly now, and he can't do anything about it. And that's like, you know, there's a lot of very significant people that are on that list. And I think there's a world, almost a different dimension to life that exists when you have a certain amount of money.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right? And people aren't aware of it because they never can come close to it, ever. And it takes a certain amount of money for you to get up into these places. Thank you, sir. And once you get there, it makes sense to you because it's probably like a movie that's come to life, you know? And it's like,
I call that fruition.
Can you pop it for me?
Hell yeah, I'll pop it for you.
Thanks.
So like, you know what I'm saying? And so like reality is still reality, and you can still wake up in the morning. You can still pee and poop and, you know, eat a decent meal that like you like.
What are we talking
about? You'll get there.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Just listen.
I'm like, but I don't know. Like, it's akin to like when you get a massage. You go into the massage one way, or a chiropractic adjustment, and then you have this thing that is probably stressful or whatever, and then you walk out of that place, and you're like, oh my God, I did not know I was so fucked up before. Like, I didn't realize how bad I was. You know what I'm saying? Like, frog and water type of thing.
No, you definitely...
And then you go to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, and like all of a sudden, like all these fantasies
then he
that
really
you may have
your ass.
That they're preying upon, especially if you're like a drug addict, you know, in a prominent position, like, excuse me, and you have an addict mindset where you can't stop, you know, and you get vulnerable, and they offer you the most, like one of the names on there, because they're dead now, is Stephen Hawking. Mm-hmm. I told my dad this shit, dude, this morning at breakfast with my dad. I told it to him. He laughed so fucking hard. It was the funniest thing. So, apparently, Stephen Hawking had a good relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And according to some documentation in some under oath, whatever, blah, 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 Stephen Hawking's thing was he liked to watch, because he was like paralyzed in a wheelchair, right? He liked to watch naked midgets complete complex equations on a chalkboard that was up too high.
What the fuck?
That's sadistic motherfucker.
Stop. And this is where real life is stranger than fiction, right? Sounds I believe like, that, because that is so fucking specific.
That's what I said.
I do not believe that at all.
It's stranger than fiction. Dude, it's like...
100% that's true. That is that 100%.
You know, it's too
imagine
weird.
The visualization, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just imagine that
well,
shit.
Well, you know, Epstein was sitting there and he was like...
It sounds like a fucking riddle.
What
you
the
know
fuck?
What I mean? Yeah. This is... that, and like... Dude, my dad had a really good perspective on it. He goes, he laughs, right? He's like laughing, and then he goes, wow, you could look at that so many different ways. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, it's the most sadistic,
yeah, bro,
narcissistic, disgusting, like and everything in one package of a person that would come from that type of guy. You know what I mean? Who can't move, who can't fuck, who can't eat right, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, damn, Dad, yeah, you got a good perspective. I didn't think of it like that. And then it's like, that's so fucking weird that you can't deny it, right? And it's like, imagine being a three-letter whatever operative.
That's too weird for
CIA,
somebody to
FBI,
make up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to like make up, but also, can you imagine being one of those workers being like, all right, looks like today...
Johnny, go get the midgets. They having sex? Do we need to lube them up? No, actually.
No.
They just need to be naked. We also need to find a chalkboard. Do we have one of those?
And arch that motherfucker up about 6 feet.
What the fuck?
And throw him some fucking...
That is so weird.
This is why, dude. There's a tip of an iceberg out there.
Dude,
and
it's...
And it's showing itself.
What makes you tick?
Hmm? Not that.
What makes you tick, boys?
Yeah. And it seems to be like... Like, all you can look at is things that are on the outside, objective. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you can go by.
Do the rich, not just the rich, but the powerful, right? All throughout history, have always done weird, taboo shit.
Yeah, like that's how I know I'm never going to be rich, you know?
It happens over time, my guy.
I know, but, like, I think of it like, no. I think I'm like I don't think that. Like I think
let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
You win the lottery.
Okay.
Somehow all three of us win the lottery.
Yes.
We're all $100 millionaires.
Next week. Yes. Okay. Next month. Next year.
Over the course of us investing and figuring out what to do with our money, maybe buying new property and stuff like that, we begin to meet people that move around in those circles that spend that amount of money, right? One of them says, "Artie, I like you a lot. I've been to your comedy shows.
And I love you.
Are you down to come to a party I'm having this
fuck
weekend?"
Yeah.
And of course, Artie being the one man party is going to go, "Fuck yeah.
Fucking rage the cage."
You're going to go, "Artie, you show up and there's two girls that everybody's watching on the table and they got a double dildo and they're fucking each other in the butt. What are you going to do?"
First off,
that's how it happens.
First off, are these girls of age?
Yes.
Okay. Man. Do they know what's going on?
I'm
going
to say yes for the sake of the podcast.
Okay, for the sake of the podcast.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
So what? So, but that's how it happens, right? So you walk in, and your initial thought is that's fucking weird.
That's not my initial thought.
Right?
Yeah.
My initial thought is.
Do you go back if he asks you to come back to another party?
No.
No, dude.
No.
See, good.
Also,
it's
a weekday.
Become sexual deviants.
Artie's like, wait.
It's a weekday.
Wait, hold on.
Said this was just going to be us boys hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, having a couple cigars.
Artie's like, let's not be hasty here, gentlemen. What's the vibe like? What are you getting at, though, Billy? What are you saying?
No, so what I'm saying is that's how, like, people get weird fucking taboo habits and shit like that, right? Is... They're fucked in the head as it is, but they don't know it until they encounter something like that. Mm. And now you're in a group where it's okay, right? Quote unquote. And other people accept it. And it can happen without you getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, makes sense. All I'm saying is, at this point, I just think we need to bring a little bit of tar and feathering back. That's all I'm saying.
I sent a picture to my brother, and it was a shirt.
A little bit of tar, a little bit of feathering.
And it was a picture, of a shirt, and it said, "Make politicians afraid again."
Exactly.
Yeah. And reading that, people go, "Oh, my God." But it's like, no. That's how it used to be. People don't realize what that term means, tar and feathering. If people didn't do what you said, it was just normal that you got fucked up. And your shit got took, dude. Don't fuck with my republic. I went off on Tara this morning. Not off on her. I don't mean to sound.
It's a ticket.
No. But like, she knew I was acting. Like, she knew it was like a little bit that I was doing. Mm-hmm. So she was like cheering me on. Like, where I was like acting like a person who woke up on the day of maybe the Boston Massacre. Or the Boston Tea Party.
You right. We call this role playing.
Right, exactly. And somebody
Thank you, Artie.
Yeah. And somebody shows up at your door and they bang on your door and they got a gun and a red coat and they're like, "Hey, where's your fucking shit that you owe us?" And you're like, "What are you talking about?" And they're like, "You fucking owe this much money. What the fuck are you talking about?" And you're like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And they're like, "I don't give a shit, dude. All right, you fucked up big time. I'm staying at your house.
Hell yeah,
Kevin. Martial law, bro. I'm moving in.
Keep going.
You know, you can get the fuck out of your own house right now.
Fuck them.
Right? And actually leave your girl. Okay?
She's ours now.
Right?
She's
and ours. You're like, what the fuck? And they're you're like, get the fuck out. I'm going to shoot you in the head. And no one's going to care. And you're like, fuck. And then you go wherever you go. And there's another person who that happened
through
to.
The streets.
Right? And like, you're like, okay. And they're like, hey, are you fucking tired of this shit? And this is what I'm doing to Tara. And Tara's like, yeah. You know, like, what? And I'm like, are you fucking like tired of someone fucking coming and taking your shit and telling you you owe money? You know? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Well, let's fucking do something about it.
Yeah, fuck know? The British.
Right? And then it's like, you grab your shit and you fucking go and have a revolution. You know what I mean? And you revolt against
revolution,
a powder
great
people,
concert.
Right? It's like, that's how the country was founded. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know why I got on this tangent, but.
I don't know why either.
It scares me sometimes. It scares me. Who do you think is going to win the next football game?
I don't even know. Football. Anyway, but like, yeah.
Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? You guys went off on a tangent about.
What are we talking about? I forgot. What
Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh no, I'm not going back there.
You know, if anybody who would have listened to this from start to the beginning, or beginning to
from
the
start to the beginning.
And we're back.
You just put a foot in and come
they would be
turn
so
right around.
Proud because
and we're
ladies
back.
And gentlemen.
Yeah, from taking a piss. How about that? Yeah. Yeah, boy. All right.
The Blunt Boys. Pew, 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 pew. And we're back.
Nice. How was your piss, dude?
You know, burnt, stung.
that shouldn't be happening.
It shouldn't, but it still does. And I'm taking medicine for it, but at the same time, welcome to the new year. I'm very excited for it. A lot of new opportunities, and hopefully, new, better peepees.
That's what I need. Better urethra. Been torn the fuck out. Well, I passed another kidney stone the day after Christmas.
Really?
Yep. Woke up, went to pee. Peed it out.
At this point, do you ever
I don't
name...
think I have any nerve endings in there anymore, I'm going to be honest.
I was going to say, yeah, I feel like you're like a woman at this point who gave birth to six kids all at the same time.
Just looking like
no
a
feeling.
Fucking roast beef sandwich from Arby's.
You would need to have a jackhammer to make you feel anything down there.
You talking about, or a kidney stone.
I'm not talking about your dick. I'm talking about like a woman who gave birth to...
I was going
to
say, are we being clear? We're talking about your penis.
Right.
Yeah, well, kidney stones don't come out of your butthole.
Yeah, dude, but
wouldn't
the ones
nice,
that you've
though?
Been giving birth that, to, they should be fucking coming out of your ear hole.
What if we could develop a surgery where the kidney stones didn't leave your urethra, but your butt?
Oh, yeah. We
I feel like there's more chance
we
for infection.
We could stick a vacuum
yes.
into his...
And you poop the stones out.
Yeah. You know, how do you feel about anal insertion?
No.
No. That's
what do you mean? No.
I don't know what insertion means.
You know what it means.
But it has
we're
anal in the front of
down.
It, so I'm gonna say no.
It's the not the
Does
stupid
feel...
version of insert. It's the medical version of insert.
Does it feel good?
Insert.
No. No.
Oh.
It's horrible.
On. But
it's
does anything in our life feel good? That feels right? Going
yeah.
to work? Doing the right thing. That feels good? No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So, the other day, there was another space launch.
Yeah. I heard about this.
Hmm?
I heard about this.
Yeah. Did you feel it?
Were
you awake? It wasn't too late in the evening.
Where are they doing these launches at?
So, Vandenberg. It's a Space
Air
Force.
Space.
Space Force now.
Space Force base?
Space Force.
Yep.
Is there a guy named
Buzz Lightyear? Do you know him?
He is registered with Star Command.
No.
Is this correct?
There's a guy named Michael Scott who at one point he was like an office manager.
Yeah.
And now he is taking over.
He's living in Kokomo, dude. That's where he is. He's stationed in Kokomo.
Yes.
Anybody who's seen this show, and Space Force, that's what Artie's referring to right now.
If you've seen the biography of his life, yeah, it's called Space Space Force.
Are you really talking about a biography of Steve Carell?
Not Spaceballs, but I think it is with Steve Carell. I think it is with
Steve Harvey.
No. Harvey has the he is the Deal or No Deal. No
Family Feud.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good day today, folks. That's right. But what I would say is that
I want to punch both in the face so hard right now. Fuck both of you. God, fucking watching you but talk, listening to you both is like.
Where is this space station at again? Tehachapi? Is it Tehachapi?
I just want to fuck you up. Stepping in cement, dude. That's drying. That's what it feels like to me. I just want to fucking shove my foot into what the fuck you're talking about. Stop. Oh, God. What I was saying was there was a rocket launch from Vandenberg. And there's a big sonic boom, and it was cool.
That's what happens with rocket launches.
How far out did you hear this?
Yeah, about how far away were you?
Were you able to hear this thing from like from like how far out? I heard you were able to hear this thing from.
So the launches that it depends where what direction they're launching from. So if they're launching away,
I mean it's going up to into the sky.
Yeah, so. But like it has to go over the ocean. Like that's. It can't go over land, yeah. And well, obviously, it's up.
How many feet is that?
Huh? How many feet is what?
Up. How many feet is that where they're going up? Like
a lot of feet. The space feet.
However, so, like, how long would space. It take to walk that distance then?
Never.
We're not talking about midget feet, right?
We're talking about, like,
it's
normal
too
people
high
feet.
Up.
We're not talking about Jack and the Beanstalk type of thing, right?
Do they have a chalkboard?
Oh, they said, who was flying this spacecraft?
What?
Who's flying this spacecraft?
Spacemen.
What are you talking about? What spacecraft?
Or the thing that the rocket, whatever got launched up.
Oh, no. A lot. There's no people on them. A lot of them are just satellites that SpaceX is putting up there.
More satellites.
Oh, yeah. The other one. Okay, this is crazy. The other one the other night that went up. Now there are certain... like cellular providers where now you can get cellular service. I'm going to try that one again. Cellular service all over the planet.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. T-Mobile is the American one.
Hey, where are you at, Kev? I'm dying in the fucking Himalayas.
Oh, I'm in Mars, you know?
I think you'll probably, it's 7 megabytes is what, whatever the hash thing is, like how, what you can send out. So you in like a rural area, saying words you can't handle, that you probably send a lot more. But it's and Elon put out a tweet probably 30 minutes after the satellite went up and said this does not, it's not supposed to like rival or compare to current cellular service. It just makes it available everywhere now. So say you're in a place that never had service, now you'll be able to at least maybe get a text message out, right? Or at least your location will get pinged out.
Yeah.
Right, so it's pretty crazy.
Well, I guess like there's a couple things how I see this. You know, now for the females, there's no reason why we should not text back, right? There should be no reason why now we should not get a call back. Or a fucking, hey, I'm alive. I'm still here. So that being said, if he doesn't fucking respond back to you, there's no reason. There's no reason. There's Wi-Fi left and right. Yeah. So don't forget that.
You know what's crazy? Is
when
you get to Dodger Stadium, it just automatically connects to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you don't know why that is?
Why?
They want to fucking suck up your information.
Yeah. Suck you.
They want to suck up that information and be like,
suck your
listen,
information,
Shoho daddy. Ohtani. You know how much we paid for that fucking guy?
Who?
He better be fucking not only throwing it from the left, from the right, banging
isn't
it from the left.
Isn't that a fucking Japanese restaurant?
You know what? It's one of the best Japanese restaurants in the fucking goddamn world. He's been serving it up for fucking years.
No.
Now we're going to drop it down.
He's
and
a person.
The one and only beautiful, beautiful fucking... city in the world, Los Angeles, and we're going to let it fucking rain on all these other fucking baseball states and fucking cities. They suck dick, dude.
any other team that comes up to us, they're just gonna we're gonna let them know. So our best player, he fucking can't even speak English, but he can hit from both sides of the plate. But when his arm's healthy, he's gonna butt fuck your sister. Other than fucking, all right,
finish it.
No, I can't. You remember PH, huh? Pearl Harbor. He's back, baby. He's back. All right.
Little kamikaze for you?
Yeah, fucking, he's ready to commit.
Stop it.
Little Yamaguchi?
Yeah, Yamaguchi, yeah, in that pussy, dude. He's ready to fuck shit up. All right. That also being said,
let
we
me
appreciate
yama
you
that
guys.
Gucci, girl. Cheese!
We love you guys. Are we wrapping it up? We should have done it a long time ago.
I don't know how long we've been talking.
We love you guys. We are the Blunt Boys. We'll be back. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
If fucking they allow
just
us.
Just like Epstein's list. It just keeps coming back.
It keeps growing. Keeps growing. I'm still waiting for my fucking eighth grade teacher to be on that list. All right.
That would shock me.
It wouldn't.
No. No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't.
No, seeing wouldn't. Like a teacher from my elementary school on there.
We could start. I'm not going to do it. And don't. I'll punch you in the dick.
Let's do it.
You start saying it. But there's teachers who you'd be like, if you saw him on that
list,
you'd
I
be
fucking
like,
teachers, priests. We went to it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every time I try to leave, something keeps bothering me.
Shout out to James.
We love you, boys. I love you, boys.
Oh, yeah. There's more than boys listening. There's ladies that listen as well.
We love you, gals.
There you go.
Our boy.
We shout out, ladies.
We love you, bitches. All right.
Yamaguchi.
What the?
What a dick.
What is that? I didn't hear it.
I think actually we probably made it through an entire podcast without already mentioning feet.
That's no
not true.
Shit.
That's not true.
Dude, you're
that's
a reformed
true.
Man.
And that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true.
Actually, because we'd remember it.
No, I've done it before.
Yeah, I know you've done it before.
I've done
it
before.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. Every time I try.
Anyway. Well, love thanks you. For tuning in. This was just kind of a hangout. We haven't been together for a while.
This is good.
Without we record. We're going to edit the shit out of this bitch.
No, we're not.
Probably won't, but we'll see.
Fuck it.
Let us know what you think.
On the board, dude. Chalk it up.
We love you.
Beep. 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 Bass up.